Title: Exporting Clean Demos Beginner. All right, let's get your drum and bass tune out of Ableton and into the real world without it falling apart. Because exporting a clean demo isn't just hit export and pray. It's about translation. You want the kick and snare to still punch on headphones, the sub to feel steady in a car, and the tops to stay bright without turning into that crispy, fizzy static on a phone speaker. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two exports every time, a clean pre-master for later mastering, and a loud enough demo master you can actually send to people today. Let's do it in a repeatable workflow. First, quick mindset check. Pre-master versus demo master. Most beginners only export one file, and it's usually a limiter-slammed version that's hard to fix later. So instead, you'll export two versions. Version 1 is your pre-master. That's the clean one. No real loudness processing on the master, and you're leaving headroom. A great target is peaks around -6 dBFS. Version 2 is your demo master. This is where you add gentle clipping or limiting to make it presentable. For drum and bass demos, a rough loudness target is around -8 to -10 LUFS integrated. Don't chase super loud, like -5 LUFS, yet. That's where people destroy punch and wonder why their snare vanished. Cool. Now step 1. Clean up the session. Fast, but crucial. Start with gain staging. Before you even think master chain, look at your main groups. Drums, bass, music, vocals or FX. Each group should peak roughly around -10 to -6 dBFS going into the master. If your master is already clipping red with nothing on it, you're not loud. You're just clipping, and it will export crunchy. Next, group your elements. This is a big workflow win in Ableton. Typical drum and bass routing is a drums bus, a bass bus, a music bus, and an FX bus. If you're doing jungle style edits, you might even have a breaks bus inside the drums group. In Ableton, select the tracks and hit CMD or Control plus G to group. Now do a quick sub cleanup pass using EQ8. Anything that does not need low end should be high passed. Hats and percussion. Try a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Pads and Atmos, more like 120 to 250. Reverb returns. High pass around 200 Hz is extremely common in DNB, because low-end reverb is basically mud disguised as vibe. Then do a quick mono check, especially for the low-end. Put utility on your bass bus, and make sure your sub-region is not wide. If your sub disappears when things go mono, that's not a mastering problem. That's a mix problem you can fix now. Step 2. Lock the low-end. This is the demo killer move. Your goal is simple. The sub is mono, centered, consistent, and it is not fighting the kick. On your sub track, at EQ 8 first, play a gentle low cut around 20 to 30 Hz, like 12 dB per octave. That clears useless rumble that just eats headroom. If it's boomy, you can try a small cut around 50 to 80 Hz, but only if needed. Don't start carving, because the tutorial said so. Listen, then add utility. For a beginner safe move, just set width to 0% on the sub track. Mono sub. Every time. It's not optional if you want your demo to translate. Now the classic DNB glue between kick and sub, sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the sub, turn on sidechain, choose the kick track or your kick group as the input. A good starting point is ratio 4 to 1, attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo and groove, and adjust the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Here's the teacher tip. The release time is the groove setting. Too fast and it can feel jittery. Too slow and your bass never recovers and the drop feels weak. So loop the drop, and adjust release until the kick feels like it punches through, but the bass feels like it breathes back in time. Then do the kick-sub relationship check. Solo only kick and sub. If the low end wobbles or the punch disappears, don't immediately reach for more limiting. Fix the relationship. Shorten the kick tail, shorten the sub notes, or adjust the sidechain release. Step 3. Drum bus polish. Punch without harshness. In drum and bass, your demo lives or dies on snare clarity, hat control, and break detail. On the drums bus, start with EQ8. If it's harsh, do a tiny cut around 3 to 6kHz, fairly narrow. If the snare needs more authority, you might add a tiny lift around 180 to 220 Hz for body or around 2 to 4kHz for crack. Choose based on your snare. Don't boost everything. Pick the one that actually helps. Then put glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not about smashing. This is about making the drum bus feel like one confident unit. Optional, but useful. Drum bus, drive around 2 to 6, transience plus 5 to plus 20 for snap. Be careful with boom. Indeed NB, boom can mess up the kick sub balance fast. Use it like seasoning, not like a main ingredient. Now step 4, set up your demo master chain. You're going to make two master setups. One for pre-master, one for demo. Let's build the demo chain first, using mostly stock Ableton devices. First, EQ8. Gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the mix feels muddy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. If it's too sharp, a small dip around 6 to 9k Hz can calm the top. Keep it small. Master EQ is for small corrections, not surgery. Second, glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto. Aim for about 1 dB of gain reduction, maybe 2. If you're seeing 4, 5, 6 dB all the time, you're trying to master a mix problem. Go back to balance. Third, saturator. This is your density tool. Soft sine or analog clip mode works great. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Listen carefully to hats and breaks. Too much saturation makes that sandpaper top end that feels loud but cheap. Fourth, limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1.0 dB. This is important for MP3 conversion safety. This audio version is shortened for playback.